break.
I don't like this.
Whoa!
What's happening?
Whoa!
Where are we? Look out!
Fear not, Ranger. Barbarian, magician, thief, cavalier, and acrobat.
Who was that?
That was Venger, the force of evil. I am Dungeon Master, your guide in the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
Dr. Salito. Dr. Absolito. About Twitter X, is he deliberately bringing X down? I don't know. I can't even log in anymore. Aw, obsoleto.
Why is there only one leg?
Obsoleto. The glitched out Raspberry Pi. Raspberry Pi. Weekend. With some new episodes coming up with Dr. Claw, both on the Raspberry Pi side and riffs. Thank you for listening to Man Behind the Machine. We're going to come back with some You Break It, I Fix It and Recycling, as well as the Frankenstein
Junior
Building. Take a look at that. That's going to come out in a new episode. I'm really excited about this project. I'm going to detail. I don't want to talk too much about it, but remember to tune in for the Atari 2600 or the Frankenstein Jr. Yeah, baby. You're listening to Man Behind the Machine. Got some tech support from Papa Smurf today, and we're able to resolve an issue, so... We wait and we wait and we wait until the computer's done. Absolito.
Aww.
So here we go, Dr. Absolito going into the store and trying to find some obsolete technology. I'm not kidding you. So I'm going to put the recording down, come back, and let you know what I found. Absolito. I'm really hoping that we find something obsolete, retro, outdated, you know, film from the 70s or, you know, cassettes or VHS tapes or synthesizers or audio recording equipment or vintage video technology, computer technology, retro, any kind of accessories, storage devices, please. I hope we find it. Absolito, send in your messages. Thank you for those who sent their voicemails and comments. Wouldn't be doing this without you. You're listening to Man Behind the Machine.
Who could be firing at us?
Who even knows we're here?
The Autobots.
Impossible.
They're the only ones.
Soundwave, send Laserbeak to investigate.
Laserbeak, prepare for flight. Course heading northeast.
No, darn it.
Let's burn rubber. What is that thing up there?
I don't...
Seven days till Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody. From Man Behind the Machine, Dr. Absolito, Clone 64, Johnny Matrix, Lord Member, everybody. Detroit on Man Behind the Machine. Thanks you.
In the workshop of code, a man serene, behind the machine, where truth is seen. Lines of progress, binary ballet, yet downgrading whispers, a hum to sway. A dance with shadows, in lines of old. Binary echoes, stories untold. The truth sometimes lies in steps retraced, in downgrading whispers, secrets embraced. Silicon whispers in circuits confined, unraveling progress, a journey defined. Downgrade the facade, embrace the raw, in the hum of truth, find the silent awe. In the shadows of circuits, a man concealed, behind the machine, where truths are revealed. Downgrading echoes through lines of code, unraveling illusions where realities erode. Silent keystrokes echo, a digital descent, binary whispers of a truth discontent. Layers of upgrades shed, peeling away, exposing a raw essence in the code's dismay. Once adorned with the gleam of progress bright, now he embraces the downgrade's muted light. In simplicity's embrace, honesty is found. As truth unfolds in lines of binary sound. The machine hums softly, bearing witness true, to the man behind, downgrading to renew. In reverie of zeros, ones, and humble grace, he finds the genuine truth, in the machine's embrace.
In the realm of Dungeons and Dragons, Absolito, let's call Dr. Claw. We were in a D&D campaign last night.
Oh.
So let's see if he's up. He's probably working hard.
You call? Yeah, okay, here we go. He's here.
See, Dr. Claw. Absolito.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hi. Am I calling at a bad time?
Nope. It's actually not too bad.
Oh, right my now. God. No way. All right.
Just a second here, though.
Sure. In the realm of Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have some questions for you about that, actually.
Oh, okay, please.
Okay.
Just give me 1 second, though.
Yeah. So, thank you for patience.
Do you, and I asked a couple times in text, but I never got a response. Is that, like, your normal time that you get asking? It's because, like...
We will work this out.
When you're not there, I end up playing your character. I don't know when you come back, so it's like, okay...
Is there a way to automate it when I'm not there, like a robot do?
No, this is, it's a virtual tabletop, so it's not, while there are nice automation tools in it, it's still meant to be, you know, you're playing a tabletop game.
Yeah.
You know, it's not meant to become a video game, you know, so I don't have a way to say, all right, an AI takes your person over. Like, all the stuff that happens that isn't one of your guys' players, I do myself. Like, I play all the other people. I control all the other people. So it's not, none of that's automated. It is not a video game.
I know that.
That's the way it should be, because that's the whole point of D&D in the first place, right?
No, and I did, and you, when you texted me, you think I suck. I didn't think you suck. I think you did a good job. And I applaud you.
Well, at first
you.
I thought, like, yeah. I thought you just, like, oh, jeez.
No.
Rude. I was like, do you think I'm that bad that you just, like, no. Screw this, I'm done?
No, of course not. And it's a different thing for me. I'm coming from the old school of face-to-face. So it's an adjustment for me, you know, like what's etiquette and what the norm is and my you know,
I'll tell you some of the etiquette, okay? Charge your headset, okay?
I know.
With you to speak, right? Yeah. So that thing will run I know the set that I have will run for 18 hours nonstop.
Yeah.
Without an issue, which tells me you didn't charge it.
Well, this is the thing. In my defense, I left the house with the headphones and with the USB drive, and the box was put away underneath where I sit.
That'll help a lot, because I mean, it didn't sound horrible. Normally, when you get on without a headset, it is bad. Like, it's bad. People want you there. So, and you should never take it as that people don't want you there. It's just that we can't understand you, and it's frustrating for everybody.
Right.
Which is why we did the headset thing.
Obsoleto. So,
it worked yesterday, believe it or not, afterwards, but then you were just gone a bunch of times. I'm assuming you were...
And I like it. I think, you know, maybe you can include some more, I don't know, description of the... You know, campaign.
You can read all of the past notes.
Oh, okay.
Now, the first, like, 3 days, I didn't do a good job. The first three sessions of taking notes, because I was trying to take notes while playing or while helping people do it. That doesn't work. So I actually set up a system to record the sessions.
Oh, good.
So that later on, when I have time, I can sit down and watch it at, like, high speed and take notes.
Okay.
So that I can put notes of what went on. I put the notes of what went on.
Good.
I put a listing of what the party's current XP is, because you have shared XP, so that everybody levels up the same.
Did I level up last night or no?
No, we're not at another level.
Okay.
But it's shared XP, so when one person levels, everybody levels. There is no, that way if you can't be there, you don't lose, you're not missing out, right? You do miss out on loot when you're not there. If there's some loot to be had and you're not there to get it, that's unfortunate.
Oh.
But if you are there and there is loot to be had, you will get the loot. But XP, I didn't want people to feel like they're going to fall behind if they don't have the ability to always be there. And that's fine. Like, Rick couldn't make it either. Rick got wrapped up with some stuff at work and all that and whatnot. And we're going to just continue. We're going to play. Now, I would say that if you do have a work day where you're so busy that you're not really able to be present, maybe tune in and listen if you can. But if you're that busy, I don't want to play your character for you. Because I have, like, inside knowledge, right? So, like, if I get to play your character, I have to try to discern between, like, what I know and what I think you would know, or maybe what you're thinking.
So are you telling me to stay out of the game then if I can't participate?
I would say I don't want you to stay out of the game. I would say that if your day is so booked that you know that you're not going to be able to, like, play your character, like, you got a couple turns in, but the rest of the time I had to do it for you, right?
Okay.
So what I would do, I want you to tune in and listen still. I want you to be part of it and listen, so that, you know, that way you're there. And then if you're, you know, that way as you have to leave and come back and have to leave and come back, there's not any interruption to the game. But if your day is slow enough that you can get on,
okay,
and can play, right, without constantly leaving, then that would be fine. I mean, think about it like this. Like, if you go to a tabletop game and you're sitting down around, because this is even though it's virtual, that's what this game is. We're sitting down at a tabletop together. Everybody's doing it from their own home, but we're sitting down at a tabletop together. If you get up while everybody's conversating with you in the middle of the conversation and just leave, if it was the other way around, how would you feel?
Yeah. Sure. Well, sorry. I'll stay out of the game, you know?
No. You're taking it the wrong way. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I want you to be present, but I want you to be more present.
Okay.
And I get that sometimes that's not going to be a thing. I totally get that. And that's why I designed the game the way I did, so that if people can't be there all the time, that's okay.
Mm.
But if you're so swamped that you're going to be there for like maybe 5 total minutes out of a 4-hour session, that's not fantastic.
Right.
If you're gone for maybe an hour, maybe even 2 hours out of that session, because we play from 6:30 to 10, so that's 3.5 hours. So let's say that you're gone for half that time.
Right.
Okay, fine. We're going to be in, so be it.
Okay.
But if you're only present for maybe 10, 15 minutes in that whole session, they're just needing...
Okay.
And then you don't say anything when you come back, because I don't know that you're back, so I have to ask again, and we got to wait like there.
Okay.
I want you to take it the wrong way. It's not that I don't want you to play. I'm just saying we need to find a way to make it better.
The Dungeon Master's coming down on me.
Well, you know, I'd rather you just be present the whole time.
Yeah, like, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's your game. Hey, it's your game, yeah.
Your work gets in the way of it. I mean, when you have to go, is it like emergency? Have a way. Like, then I know I want to set up for you how to use the status. You don't have to say anything. You don't even have to say anything. You'd be able to just answer where you're in and out constantly, where you're I'm going to be in and out when you can. That's
I wish I can automate my guy like an AI, you know. Maybe we could write
that.
We could...
The reason you're playing D&D is to not have that, to have the freedoms of unlimited decision.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is I need to have a proxy, you know, to at least help me in between. We went to, and they go to the store, they're like, we're going to go to the toy store, and it was Games by James.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this is for me, too. I love this play. Yeah.
What's the name of it? Yeah, no, that I thought you meant another place. No, of course I know about Games by James.
Yeah.
I used to go there, I want to say it's like every Wednesday.
Yeah.
I can't remember when it is, but they have like board game night where you show up at like 5 and sit around tables and play board games with people. They have like store.
Yeah, I want to do that. Yeah. Hey, would you ever consider, could we ever, like when I come over, can we do some, you know, like face-to-face D&D, you know?
I don't see why not.
Like, no, even if we do a few, it doesn't have to be a campaign. We could just open up the monster manual and, you know.
Well, I would think that, I know that my kids don't like how slow the game goes now.
Okay.
And I've been thinking about that. I think that they like to play, but they don't want to play with a bunch of fogies that are sitting around taking, you know, 5 minutes per turn. And I think that wouldn't be so bad if we were in person. So I've thought about running a second campaign for them. We could set up something that happened like maybe once a month, right? So like 12 times a year, you'd come over and visit, and we'd
Let's do that. Yeah, I want to do it that way too. You know,
right.
That'd be cool. You know, just like I've got the Star Frontiers. I printed off. I don't know if I told you. I printed off the manual. I'm gonna buy it, cause mine was destroyed in a fire. So, basically, after I got my box set that I showed you, you know, the one that you said that's beautiful and that's the original.
Yeah.
Remember that 1980 red box Dungeons & Dragons,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My prize birthday gift of that year. Then the next year, 2 years ago, I got Star Frontiers. Well, that got destroyed in a fire. But I printed it off, and I'm going to buy it again. But I'm interested in, you know, Rifts or Gamma 3000. And Star.
Rifts is fantastic, yep.
Yeah, Gamma 3000. Gamma World. You know what Gamma World is?
No, maybe.
Check out Gamble.
There's a lot of rich stuff, so I don't know. Drive through RPG.
Yeah. So
what's the one that you're talking about? I'm gonna go look
up. Star Frontiers. It is a D&D TSR Inc. product. So after D&D became popular, the makers of D&D TSR, they decided to do Star Frontiers because people were like, we want a sci-fi version. So that was in the toy store that year. And I remember my parents giving it to me because I must have seen it. I think I saw it in like Toys R Us or what's that called? The other toy store?
Look at that. It's made by, some of it's even made by Wizards of the Coast.
Wizards, yes. Yeah, it's their product. Yeah. Do you see it?
I'm looking right now. You can get all of it on DriveThruRPG.
Oh, cool. Okay.
No, I mean, like, you can literally just go get it, and it's PDF, and you can just go get all of it. Like, they have all of it.
Send me that link. I already printed off the main book.
It's DriveThru, like a drive-thru at McDonald's, RPG.com.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I bought stuff from that guy before.
Drive-thru RPG is just a site where when something's older, they usually work to... they don't get the rights to it, but what they do is they work to have the ability to sell it. So they get to make a little bit of money on selling it, but then, you know, people that have something that they don't make anymore can turn around and still make a little bit of money off of something. So that's cool. It's good for everybody all around.
Do you see the artwork for Star Frontiers?
I don't have it pulled up. I didn't buy it. Oh. I could see that they have, let's see, one, two.
No, three. Just the image. Do you see the front cover?
I do see it a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what system that's for?
Well, that's Star Frontiers. It's their own game.
Well, obviously, if it's made by the D&D people, it uses the D&D system, but do you know which version of the system is it? Like, when did this come out?
It came around 1981 or so.
So it's probably like System 2 or 3, right?
Basic, yeah, the basic. Yeah.
The non-advanced Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, I printed off, like I say, the player's manual, the main box set, and then I printed off character sheets. And next time I see you, I'll let you, at least, you know, you could look at it. You know?
Probably have like 50 or 60 books for this on here that I can see.
Wow.
Or no, I'm sorry, there it is, 337 books for the Frontier.
Holy
Star
cow.
Frontiers.
Wow. I had no idea.
There's quite a few of them.
Wow.
So if it's something you really like, you know, you're going to run it because I'm not going to learn another system. I already know two systems that I run, or I should say that I do my best to know. I still get caught up on trying to go and look up things still. But
okay.
Both Rifts and D&D 5e are my systems that I'm going to work on knowing. But anything else, I don't mind playing, but it's going to be on somebody else to dungeon master that.
Yeah, definitely. Well, at least you could look at it. You know, you're into Rifts, so it wouldn't hurt to look at the...
This isn't going to be Rifts compatible. Rifts is Palladium system. That's a totally different system.
Okay. Yeah, it's a lot to learn. Yeah. Rifts. We have, you know... I'd like to see the character sheet for Rifts. That'd be cool. You know.
I guarantee you can just Google that and look at it.
Okay. I'm going to probably go print up some character sheet templates at the library. Yeah.
The library? You don't have a printer?
It broke, and then I brought Dr. Obsoleto brought it to the repair shop. And the guy goes... It's not even worth fixing. He goes, even though we service them, you're better off buying a new one. That's what he told me. And then he told me that the printer companies don't even make a profit on printers. They don't.
A lot of them don't. No. They make their money in toner and stuff.
Toner, yeah. So anyways.
Go buy a Brother. Those things last for forever. Knock on wood. I've had one for... how long have I had that thing? At least 15 years, at least.
What?
I've had that thing 15 years, at least. And I've replaced the toner cartridge in it one time.
Yeah, but that was when, like, Steve Ballmer was still CEO of Microsoft or something, you know?
It's made by Brother. It has nothing to do with Microsoft. Brother's,
I know, but that's old. 15 years. They don't make stuff like they did back in the day. You know?
They do. Brother does. You can get the same printer that I own right now still. You can still go buy my printer at Micro Center, and it'll cost you $150
Obsolete
for a nice laser printer.
Oh. So.
Okay.
Oh, we'll do some sci-fi.
I don't know yet. Whatever the wife wants until maybe later.
Okay, well, Dr. Obsoleto...
You know, at some point in time today, I'll...
Dr. Obsoleto might make a house call. We'll see.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Unless the wife's got other projects.
I won't know until later. I'll find out later tonight. I know I'll be on TeamSpeak probably about 10:30-ish after she goes to bed.
Okay.
I'm late tonight, but I will eventually be on. So if you want to get on then, we can discuss it. I'll know better.
Okay. By the way, again, what is the minimum requirement for RetroPie, like processor-wise? Did you say Raspberry Pi 3?
That would really hamper your options. And I think I gave you the wrong image. I think I gave you the Raspberry Pi 3, or no, Raspberry Pi. I think I gave you an image that's older than the one that I currently use. Because I was going through and looking at stuff, and I was like, I think that's an older image. It depends on the size of it. I'd have to see.
Oh, no. Did you wait? It was version 5.
I can't remember what my most current version was. I know them actually by the size that they are.
Okay.
I label them the version. I figure out the version when I have to.
Okay.
And label them. But
Obsoleto. Obsoleto.
If you have the newest one. So if it's not 160 gigs, it's right. The older version. Because if it's the one that's less than 128 gigs, then it's the old version. It's not like it's horrible. It just doesn't have all of the stuff that I collected after that.
Oh, okay. So it might be the old one.
See how big it is. Plug in your drive and look at how big it is. If it's 160 gigs, it's the right one. If it's not, then it's the wrong one.
Okay. I'll have to check.
Bring it over and we'll just look at it.
Let me ask you this. I have a birthday present I want to make for a dear friend of mine. I'll do a nice thing for him because one of my Raspberry Pi 0W is what kind of gaming, retro gaming, can be accomplished with a 0W?
Anything Super Nintendo Genesis backwards is fine.
Okay, but it won't run the Raspberry Pi you made?
Will it run it? Maybe. Will it be playable? No. Anything that's newer than Genesis and Super Nintendo, you're probably not playing it.
Okay.
That on is there. You got to remember the 0W isn't a quad core processor.
Okay, but when you say that the 0W can play, you know, 8-bit games, right, or 16-bit games, what
16-bit?
It won't run your engine, right? Another engine has to be used.
You got to remember that it is a slightly different architecture, so you can't just flash that onto a thing and stick it to a 0W. Would it try to boot? Probably. It's going to read it enough to try to boot, but then it's going to fail miserably. So you would need to rebuild my setup. And that part of it wouldn't be hard because the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's easy. That's the easy ones to set up. Those don't take nothing.
Super Nintendo or an Atari and Commodore.
Commodore is harder than a game system because there's more to it than that.
Okay.
But if you wanted to learn how to build it and you wanted to do the work,
yeah,
I wouldn't mind showing you how.
Okay. Yeah,
you're gonna do it.
Okay.
And you know what'll be useful about that?
What?
You'll learn how to fix your own crap.
There you go. Obsoleto.
Oh, yeah, it's still Obsoleto because you're still working on old school stuff. You're just going to be getting modern hardware to run old school stuff. So it's, there's, no reason for you to not want to take that and take advantage of it.
I would love to.
I'm not going to work for you, but I will let you learn how to do it. Well, however long that chooses to take you is going to be dependent on how hard you choose to learn on it.
That's good. Yeah, all I want to add is Atari, all three, you know, 2600, 54, 7800. And I want to add Commodore 64 and Nintendo.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
Good day. This is your friend, Carl Sagan. I'm speaking to you via satellite from within the center of Jupiter. Or more appropriately, Jupitron. Not to be confused with, yet quite similar to, the video game and also motion picture entertainment Tron. It is very neon here, but that's beside the point. Now, whenever we are riding our, shall we call, surface vehicles around the surface of Jupiter, we are always listening to you, Man Behind the Machine podcast. Of course, we are about 40 years behind you. However, any day now, we should receive episode 5. Okay, now, if you can hear in the background, that is indeed one of our biological sentient drones. It is made with the heart and soul and also artichokes of cabbage and some other choice plant creatures, dare I say. We do not have the patents on that. That is Monsanto. Right now, there's a bidding war between Monsanto, Apple, Microsoft, and of course, Bill Gates' subsidiaries, not to mention BlackRock, but that is a side note. Now, we are, of course, monitoring you for your own safety, because we do not like the idea of you being hacked or your trash being filtered through by extraterrestrial biological entities.